Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Thanks for being with us. A lot of people, even if they never watch late night television, were at least curious in what Jimmy Kimmel had to say on his show last night. Though a lot of people were unable to get it through the normal channels. With the details, we start with CBS's Michael George.
Jimmy Kimmel was back on the air just hours ago, returning to his namesake late-night TV show after Disney suspended the comedian last week. During his monologue, Kimmel said there's nothing funny about the murder of conservative activist Charlie Kirk and that he did not intend to blame any groups for the shooting. Kimmel also claimed efforts to cancel his show over his beliefs are un-American. CBS News' Jared Hill joins us now with more on this. President Trump is already threatening ABC for putting Kimmel back on TV.
Yeah, Michael, so without showing evidence, President Trump yesterday posted on social media that ABC told the White House Jimmy Kimmel Live was canceled. He also threatened legal action, accusing the show of being illegally partisan. In his return, Kimmel didn't hold back criticism of the Trump administration, but he did offer clarity on his comments about the killing of Charlie Kirk.
At times, emotional.
It was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man.
Jimmy Kimmel made his return to late night with a passionate defense of free speech.
I want to thank the people who don't support my show and what I believe, but support my right to share those beliefs anyway.
Last week, ABC suspended Jimmy Kimmel Live following criticism from FCC Chairman Brendan Carr and TV station ownership companies Sinclair and Nexstar over Kimmel's comments about the man charged with killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Announcing Kimmel's return, ABC called the jokes ill-timed and insensitive. Just an hour before last night's broadcast, President Trump, in a scathing post on social media, said the show had bad ratings, accused the host of being an arm of the Democratic Party, and appeared to threaten to sue ABC again, alluding to a defamation suit he settled with the network last year.
The President of the United States made it very clear he wants to see me and the hundreds of people who work here fired from our jobs. Our leader celebrates Americans losing their livelihoods because he can't take a joke.
Charlie Kirk's supporters expressed disappointment over Disney's decision.
I can't believe they're letting him back on the air.
People in the audience called the atmosphere electric.
I felt like he spoke from the heart, he was honest, and he said what we were all thinking.
But millions couldn't see the show, with Nexstar and Sinclair preempting Jimmy Kimmel Live, blocking it from nearly a quarter of American households.
No word this morning on when Sinclair or Nexstar might bring Kimmel back to their ABC stations. Nexstar did say in a statement that would depend on, quote, assurance that all parties are committed to fostering an environment of respectful, constructive dialogue.
CBS is Jared Hill. So we'll see where it goes from here. One of the takeaways is President threatening to sue, quote, illegally partisan. But a lot of shows, including many newscasts on network television and cable news, are partisan. Either way, not just one way or another. Meanwhile, this story, Paul, about the remains of four infants found about 40 miles north of Pittsburgh in that home, and the mother being formally charged, just takes your breath away.
Makes me wonder, Larry, what circumstances this person was living under that she felt that she had to do that, that that was the way to go, to give birth to four infants and allow them to slowly slip away without any care after they were born.
And then keep them in tote bags.
Yeah. Well, obviously she was concealing it. So, you know, That's what I'm curious. And why would she do this four times is the question at hand. There's got to be a story behind that. I don't know what it is. I'd like to understand more.
Yeah, KDK TV's Jennifer Barrasso spoke to the landlord, and it was really when they went in to do some cleanup work that they discovered this. Otherwise, it might have continued undiscovered. So we'll get details on that. Other news in the city, in terms of importance, we have Rich Fitzgerald coming on in the next hour. And in part, we're going to try to sort through what is the policy for the vaccines. We're going to talk to the health secretary of the state, formerly of Allegheny County, Dr. Deborah Bogan.
If I understand it right, the state has released its own guidelines that are different, I guess is the word to use.
Yeah, so we'll sort through that. I'm looking forward to the conversation with Dr. Bogan on the statewide policies on vaccines. I think, to say the least, there's just a lot of confusion for families about what to do. You know, it's almost like paralysis by analysis. The more you hear about this and that, and there's pause and cause for concern for a lot of parents what to do.
Yeah, I think that for Dr. Bogan, too, another issue is increasing cases of children with the communicable diseases who have not been vaccinated. Measles would be one example. Now, I don't know that we've had serious outbreaks in Pennsylvania like they've had in Texas that were reported over the summer months, but I'm sure that's part of this mix. I'm sure that there's some directives in the state's recommendation along those lines.
And we'll find out coming up in our next hour.
I was wondering if I was going to be able to enunciate that one correctly.
On National Pronunciation Day.
No, it's Punctuation Day, Larry.
Same difference.
I hope people are watching the stream. That was hilarious.
National Punctuation Day.
Punctuation, how I love you.
Who would come up with that? Come on, man. These people.
Right. I mean, honestly.
It's World Gorilla Day, too.
Well, you know, I'm sure an English major somewhere is very happy about Punctuation Day.
How about this from AAA? A new study shows that 96% of American drivers admit to having a bout of road rage sometime over the past calendar year, including speeding, tailgating, cutting off other vehicles, swearing out loud, giving gestures with your hands.
Oh, this is the drivers themselves, not what they're reacting to.
Right. And
they
think it's contagious because the study found that the more drivers are exposed to it, the more likely they are to drive like that themselves. 96%.
96%.
Have you ever gotten a little heated driving?
You know, I used to get really, really angry behind the wheel. I'll be honest about that. Some people would enrage me with the stuff. Usually it's when I would be startled or scared by something somebody does. But these days, I'm constantly checking the rearview mirror and watching other drivers, and I've just come to expect the worst from others, and I try to be courteous and calm, and it's working for me. It's been months since I've been upset behind the wheel.
Well, you know who gave us really good tools? Dr. Christian Conte.
Exactly, and it dates back to that chat, in fact.
Don't take it personal. They don't know who you are.
You know, one thing that works for me, Larry, is I ask the question, you know, well, maybe this person is having a bad day, or maybe there is an emergency, or...
Is it worth, though, confronting...
No.
Because we've seen the results of some of that. And here's our kind and genteel Aaron. Have you ever gotten angry driving a car?
Absolutely. I think in the early years, after college, when I remember I graduated, got my own car, and my mom... Or I was actually driving my grandma around and she snitched on me. She was telling my mom, Aaron is having crazy bouts of road rage.
Wow, this is revolutionary.
Yeah, and she was concerned.
How is this manifesting itself?
Grandma snitched on you.
Yeah, she did.
What did grandma say that you were doing?
Erin's like, a mad woman.
Really kind of like screaming at the windshield a little bit. I know this sounds crazy.
No, I get it. Or, I mean, it can happen to any of us.
Yes. Yeah. Or like slapping your hand on the steering wheel, like from impatience. And I think I have realized, and it's actually sometimes we can, I'm sure the three of us, when you're driving to work in the morning and there's no cars on the road, basically.
And I have to say, that's one of the reasons why I
exactly.
do better. Yep. You know, because I don't have to put up with what our listeners are going through right now on the parkways, right?
God bless you for that.
Yes.
Anybody in a traffic jam right now?
Needless to say, I think I'm on the other side.
No. 96% of people admitted in the last calendar year of having their own bout of road rage.
Yep.
All right. Completely different. Feeding your babies blueberries, besides the potential of it turning your kitchen purple and otherwise, scientists at the University of Colorado found that babies who were fed pureed blueberries got over their allergies and were less likely to get sick as they got older.
Cool.
The researchers didn't find any drawbacks except the obvious in the, fortunately now they have throwaway diapers. But remember, puree those, mom, dad, because you can't feed babies, obviously, blueberries in their natural state.
Wait.
You know, I have blueberries almost every day here at the office.
Well, that would explain why you're so calm and cool and healthy.
Right.
No, I just found out that I like them a lot and you know, the health benefits. Wow.
Oh, I tried. I was sampling. Kohler beer is back, right? This dates to the late 1800s. Now, they brew it in Elwood City.
How's it spelled?
K-O-E-H-L-E-R.
Okay.
It's a German name, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Brewmasters from the late 1800s. And they have different, you know, different, so many different beers now. IPAs, this, that. But they have a blueberry beer.
Wow.
And I thought, I'm not going to like that. And I had a sample. I'm like, I like that a lot.
Now, was it tart? At all?
It was just perfect.
Mm.
Wasn't too sweet or sour. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They got it right.
But they balanced the flavor of blueberry in beer.
Yes.
That's not an easy thing to do, I would think.
No. So hats off to Kohler. How about this? You think there's a sophisticated syndicate behind a cyber attack that cost Vegas casinos $100 million in 1 year. They have now arrested a teenage boy. He is the suspect. The child hacker hasn't been identified, I guess because he's underage. But they think he's the one who cracked.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Into Caesars and MGM Resorts, crippling their systems and exposing tons of customer data that cost the casinos a collective $100 million.
I remember the story. I remember how they had to go to writing stuff down on paper for reservations for rooms and the like.
Apparently, it was this kid that did it.
It's like the old movie War Games with Matthew Broderick. Remember that one?
Parents should have gave him more blueberries.
The teenage hacker?
That was the start of it all.
Wow.
He almost started a worldwide war on this, you know, movie set because he hacked into their defense systems, right?
Yeah.
What in
basically.
The? Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, he thought he was playing a game that he had accessed when he didn't realize
he didn't
that
know he was really doing it.
The game he was interacting with was a game that was also in that computer.
Oh.
The National Defense Computer, yep.
Wow.
Okay, good morning. Welcome to Terrifying Times.
Actually, it's a very good movie.
This is the Big K Morning Show, Through the Fog. Take your time getting to where you got to go this morning. Some of it's pretty thick. It is also, we just passed through peak allergy season for, I guess, the change of seasons with the dry weather, but mid-September is usually when it peaks, and air issues. You hear this all the time about air quality, and we're honored to be joined by Dr. Deborah Gentile, who's a specialist in this area. Doc, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing today?
I'm good. So a little rain helps kind of cleans the air, so to speak, does it not?
Absolutely. We're just toward the tail end here of ragweed season. It usually starts mid-August, peaks around Labor Day, and then it'll start to dwindle now until the first frost. And rain absolutely helps wash it out of the air.
And we went through this long dry period, pretty unusual for us. In fact, the second longest dry period in recorded local history. So that was substantial. That kind of adds to it because I noticed there were a lot of dust in the air.
Yeah, there can be a lot of dust. Interestingly, when we go through dry spells, we tend to see less mold in the air, less mold spores, though.
Oh, that's
so
right.
The dust can be an irritant, and then obviously with the dry spells, you're going to see your pollen levels. But, you know, when the moisture levels are lower, we're going to see less mold, too, which can be an allergen.
Also want to talk to you because we have heard so many times about air quality, especially when we talk about some of the valleys that still have manufacturing going on. And there are some recent updates on that. So what is the latest on the air quality in the region?
Yeah, overall, we think that in the Mon Valley, since the settlement from that Clairton Coke Works fire several years ago, it looks like we're really on track down there to be meeting air quality standards for 2025. You recall they did have an event in August where there was a an explosion down there, and they've had several other minor events this year. I shouldn't even call them minor. There was an explosion in February, and then in June there was a period where pollution control equipment was offline. But despite these things, we are seeing significant improvements down there, and we think it's because several of the batteries were closed as part of that settlement. More recently, last week, the Allegheny County Health Department gave us an update from the monitoring results from those mobile units related to the fire, and they saw no elevations in PM2, which is fine particulate pollution, or sulfur dioxide. They did see fence line monitoring some substances that are toxins, such as formaldehyde, benzene, and xylene. But overall, those were brief elevations that came down, to undetectable levels pretty quickly.
And I would imagine with the amount of money coming for infrastructure build-out that part of that plan is to continue to make progress when it comes to cleaning the air. Have you heard this?
Hopefully that will happen. I mean, we are very concerned given the three events occurred this year. Again, they had an explosion back in February. They had a period in June where pollution control equipment was knocked offline, and now this explosion. We really lucked out with this explosion. The air conditions outside were just right so that the plume from this, went right up straight into the air and dissipated from there and didn't affect the population overall. So there's concern that there's been some, long-term neglect at that facility, and the hope is that there will be an infusion of funding to help revitalize things to prevent these type of actions from happening.
All right, back to ragweed for a sec, Doc. What do you do when someone has an issue? What's the prescribed, treatment?
Yeah, the first thing to do is, you want to try your over-the-counter medications. You can try an antihistamine. That would be something like Zyrtec, Claritin, or Allegra. We tend to like those over Benadryl because they last longer. They last, 24 hours versus 4 to 6. If that's not working, you can actually get the nasal sprays, the steroid nasal sprays over the counter now. People have to be careful, though. Those need to be used every day for about a week before you start to see a benefit. They're not a once-and-done thing. You won't see an immediate benefit. So it's useful to, be paying attention to what time of the year it is and if it's time to start that medication prophylactically or ahead of time. If those aren't working, you definitely want to reach out and talk to your healthcare provider for other opportunities to treat the problem.
Dr. Deborah Gentile, an allergist and immunologist. Great information, Doc. Thanks.
You're welcome.
All right. So learn something here, Aaron. That is the fact that when it's dry like it was for those 2 weeks plus, and it makes sense, there's not as much mold because the moisture's not there where the mold is generated. I didn't think of it that way.
I didn't think about it that way, and mold freaks me out as it does so many other people. But what I was in here mind blown about is the fact that my throat was swollen for weeks. And I was like, what is going on?
Ragweed.
Yeah. And one thing I know for sure I'm allergic to, have been told since I was little, pollen. So naturally, and I would take an allergy pill and it would do the trick-ish enough for me to know, okay, this is allergies. But it's just hilarious that it took me weeks to be like, you know, I'm kind of struggling to swallow.
Something's up. Yeah. Well, it was peak season, or the peak week, I should say.
Right.
Last week. All right, coming up, we're going to take a look at the AccuWeather forecast. Actually, look into the weekend. I think you're going to be happy, speaking of.
So ABC solves its Jimmy Kimmel problem by returning him to air after some discussions with the host for his controversial comments. So what does Disney, Larry, do to follow up that act?
Starting October 21st, the ad-supported Disney Plus plan will jump $2 to $11.99 a month. The ad-free version is increasing by $3 to $18.99 a month.
But wait, there's more. Fees for bundled plans with Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN are also going up.
Wow. Coincidental? Who knows, but it seems pretty curious that they would do this while the attention is on one show and Jimmy Kimmel, kind of sliding this in, because a lot of people had at least said they were going to cancel their subscriptions, and some did. I don't know what the number is, but they...
You know, I mean, imagine what the reaction might be to somebody who's been dealing with this Kimmel thing and just wishes it would go away, and then they get the bill and it's increased. It's like,
Well... there'll be another opportunity to say, I'm good.
Yep. Oh, at the UN.
And I don't mind making this speech without a teleprompter, because the teleprompter is not working. I feel very happy to be up here with you, nevertheless. And that way you speak more from the heart. I can only say that whoever's operating this teleprompter is in big trouble.
Can you imagine? He wasn't joking.
And that was the start of the get-together with the General Assembly, Larry.
Fortunately for Donald Trump, he's pretty used to extemporaneous talk, so he was able to go on without the prompter. But can you imagine somebody who had very buttoned-up speech to the world, basically, and the prompter goes out, not to mention the escalator stopped when he and Milani got on it.
Yeah, so there you go. Their day at the UN was anything less than smooth, I guess.
No.
Pirates rookie Hunter Barco talked last night about making his major league debut.
Yeah, I mean, when I stepped out of the bullpen, I looked around. Like, I don't know if I stopped or if I took a couple steps walking, but I looked around and I'm like, whoa, all right, we're here. So jogged out to the mound, and first pitch, I didn't really know where it was going to go. I kind of blacked out, but just threw it. And after that, it was like, all right, it's go time playing baseball.
Yeah, they ended up beating the Reds. They won three in a row, and they interviewed his parents after, who were there.
Yeah, the whole family was there, apparently.
Yeah.
Which is, that's such a big deal.
Yeah, so remember the name Hunter Barco, because yep. I think you're going to hear a lot from him in the future. Thank you, Paul. And by the way, Pens play tonight. They've got a preseason game,
too. Oh, Columbus, right, yeah.
But then the game that everybody's... Yeah, you know, for preseason hockey.
That's on Saturday, right?
Yeah. Marc-Andre Fleury is going to play a period in goal, and he's going to retire as a Pittsburgh Penguin. And I'm pretty excited for the fan base that'll be going there. That's going to be a moment. And he loves this city, and Penguins fans love him.
You got that right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.